Okay, good. Vach Rebosa, today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Tes. A bit of a daf here today. We have some Fanagadata, pretty moderately well known, I would imagine. But let's before we get to that, and I'm a base. Let's do this. We're on the Gemara. We're at the Gemara here on Samach Tes on a base. Right after the Mishnah, we had read the Mishnah. I started the last parak before we get to all of the halachos of modern Yom Kippur as we know it. So let's dive in here on the Gemara. The first thing we had said in the Mishnah was that the Kohen Gadol, after the Shir Mishaleach, gets to the Midbar, so he goes to read the Torah, right? And the Mishnah had said, if he wants, he can read in the Big Day Kahuna, and if he doesn't want, right, he can read in his own white robe, his own white clothing. So the Gemara says, right, on Samaches, Mabezmi, the Katani Beitztalis Lavan, from the fact that Mishalo, right, from the fact that the Mishnah had said that he can read in his own clothing, or even in his own robe, right, apparently, Michal the Kriya Lavavodahi, apparently that implies that the Kriya Satorah that he does, is not an Avodah, is not part of the Yom Kippur Avodah, right? Obviously, that would require the Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Kuna. The Katani, problem is that we said also in the Mishnah, in Ratzel, it goes Big Day Boots. If he wants to read in the linen Big Day Kuna and the white clothing, so then he can read. So Shema Minah Big Day Kuna Nitzan Leharas Nenu. So the Gemara says, apparently, what do you see? Again, if you're telling me that it's not an Avodah, right, on the one hand, he said it's not an avoda. He can read in his regular clothing. So apparently, that tells me that's not an avoda. Because if it was an avoda, then they would require the Big Day Kahuna. On the other hand, you're telling me that he's allowed to read in his Big Day Kahuna, which doesn't imply that it's an avoda. Because again, we're allowing him to read in his own clothing. What that implies that he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna when he's doing a non avoda. That implies that Big Day Kahuna is not the Hanas Behen, that you're allowed to use and wear the Big Day Kahuna when you're not doing an Avodah, when you're not doing something in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's something in the Beis HaMikdash, but you're not doing Avodah. Meaning, this is a Machlokas in the Gemara that we're going to see in a second, that there's a Machlokas whether you're allowed to benefit from the Big Day Kahuna. Right? Again, the Big Day Kahuna part of the Avodah, Kohen goes to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't do the Avodah without them. Question is he allowed to personally benefit from them? Right, Nithinu Lehanas Bahan, is the Kohen allowed to benefit from them? So this seems to imply that he is, because here we have a case where he's not doing an Avodah, yet he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna to perform this non-Avodah. So apparently this is weighing in on the issue of whether Big Day Kahuna, Nithinu Lehanas Bahan, whether your Kohen is allowed to benefit from the Big Day Kahuna, i.e. wear them, right, just stop, right, to enjoy them, to wear them without doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is going to go back and forth. It's going to end up explaining that, yes, you are allowed. Big Day Kahuna are allowed to be worn, right? They are nitznu lehanas bahen. Again, the rationale is being, as the Gemara doesn't say straight up, this is a Gemara, I think, in Kiddushin, that lo nitna Torah lemalachei asharis. And the Torah was not given to angels, and if it would have been usher for them to benefit from, well, then they would have had to take off the Big Day Kahuna the moment they were done with the Avodah, since that's obviously ridiculous. No one's getting naked in the Beis HaMikdash. So it, by definition, I think explains the Tosfos Rosh, that it was just created, the whole concept of Big Day Kahuna was created with the idea that, yeah, the Kohanim are going to have to be able to benefit from them because you're just not able to get them off in time. Right? So they were created with the stipulation that Big Day Kahuna are allowed to be worn. So that's the implication from our Mishnah. And again, that weighs in on the Machlokas. We're going to quote the Machlokas in a second. But that seemingly, our Mishnah seems to determine that Big Day Kahuna are allowed to be derive benefit from, you're allowed to wear them down. So Gemara says, Dilma Shani. No, maybe it's a little different. Maybe it's not true that our Mishnah does not necessarily mean that Big Day Kahuna nitnu lianus bahen, because Shani Kriya ditzarech avodahi, because maybe Kriya is necessary for the avoda. Right? Not an actual avoda itself, but it's necessary for the avoda. It's part of the overall avoda. It's not necessarily avoda as with the mizbeach and the blood, but it's definitely part of the Yom Kippur procedure. So you can't just tell me that carte blanche across the board, the Kohen is allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna whenever he wants. Maybe he's only allowed to wear it when he's doing of something avoda like, something that's of the avoda nature. Right, Zedi Boilon, because, and this is what we just talked about before, right? Do we ask the following question, right? Big Deguna Nitnu Lehanos Behan or Lo Nitnu Lehanos Behan? Because this question was raised. Are the Kohanim allowed to use the Kohanim, the Big Deguna, when they're not doing the Avoda? Right? Are they allowed to benefit from them? And so this is that was the question that was raised, and we're going to bring a bunch of proofs, and we'll ultimately, as I said, I spoiled it for you, we'll ultimately determine that you are allowed, the Kohanim were allowed. It is Nitnu Lehanos Behan. Okay, so Tashma, let's bring our first proof, let's bring our first attempt to prove this situation. The pasuk says, "Lahay Yishanim in Big Day Kodesh," they would not be sleeping in the Big Day Kahuna. So apparently, Shinahu Delo, right? Hamechal Achli. Apparently, right? They were not allowed to sleep. Right? They weren't allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kahuna. Rashi says, "Shami Afiach." Maybe they'll pass gas, and that's not appropriate. But apparently, they were allowed to eat when they're wearing the Big Day Kahuna. And that's obviously some sort of use, some sort of benefit. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Shani Achila, maybe eating is different, right? The Tzarech HaOdehi, but again, think about what the Kohanim are doing when they're eating, right? They're not having a bowl of cereal, right? They're eating the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's part of the Avoda, right? That also could be categorized as Tzarech HaOda, right? The Tanya could like, under the Reisa, V'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem, you have to eat the korbanos, that people will receive atonement. Milamisha Kohanim Ochle Mubayel, the Miskaprin, right? Let's say you have a korban chatas, the person brings a korban chatas, the Kohanim eat, and the person gets kapara for the korban. So that doesn't necessarily teach me that they're allowed to use it carte blanche. Maybe they're only allowed to use it like our Mishnah said, that you're only allowed to use it for a tzarech avoda. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So let's change what we wanted to say. Maybe, again, we said the Braisa had said they're not allowed to sleep on them. So maybe shinahu delo, maybe they're not allowed to sleep, but ha'aluchi mehalchi. Maybe they're allowed to walk around or just do whatever they want, right? Take a stroll, right? Just go for a walk. So Gemara says, v'din hu deluchi namilo. So really, actually, no. The Mishnah, the Braisa that we quoted, Braisa Mishnah, Kedetanya, right? Oh, whatever. Either way, b'din hu de haluchi nami lo, right? Really, they should have been able, they should not have been able to walk around in them, and the Braisa should have listed it. V'seifa ditzrichalei, but no, we wanted to list sleeping because of the second part of the Braisa, that poshtim makalpim manechim takas roshehem, because the Braisa was going to say, at the end of the Braisa, which we're quoting right now, is that when they're not allowed to sleep in them, but you are allowed to fold them over and put them underneath their heads, i.e., put it as a pillow or something, i.e., underneath the pillow, whatever, because, again, that obviously our concern of passing gas when you're wearing them, right, it's not the same if it's your pillow, so that's obviously not the same thing. Now, it's a weird two dots, because we're going to quote what we just said, but okay, it's still a continuation, we're still on the same topic. My post to a couple of menechon and sometimes at Roshayim, right, they could fold up the Big Dekuna, put it underneath their head, so what do you see from that? Shmami not Big Dekuna, Nitzu Lehamas Behen, right, for what apparently that's, you are allowed to benefit from them, right, using the Big Dekuna as a pillow, well, that's not, there's no avoda, there's no tzorech avoda, right? So apparently that is, you are allowed to put it underneath your head, you are allowed to benefit from them. So Gemara says, no, Amar Papa lo tim atachos roshem ela ima keneged roshem. No, it wasn't actually underneath their heads, it was next to their heads, right, when they're like alfa avdalos, right, as we put our phones next to our heads, right, we unfortunately nowadays. But right, so they would put the Big Day Kahuna next to their heads. It wasn't underneath, they weren't actually using it as a pillow. Amar Rav Masharshia, Shmak Mina, Tfilim in Atzad, Shapir, Dami. Apparently, says Rav Masharshia, apparently we see from here that you're allowed to put, excuse me, Tfilim at the side of your head. That again, if the Mishnah said the Kohanim could put the garments next to their heads, apparently there's no problem, right, if you pass gas next to it. And same thing, right? Again, the idea of us not wearing tefillin all day is because we don't have control of our bodies, right? We're not allowed to pass gas when we're wearing the tefillin. That's considered a big problem. So if a person has a stomachache, it's better for him to take off his tefillin than to wear it. But the Chora, that's fine, right? The same halacha that applies to Big Day Kahuna, right, applies to tefillin. You could put it next to your head, right, and that would be fine. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Hachin ami mistavra," and it makes sense that that's what the Mishnah is saying, or that's what the Braisa is saying when it says it's really next to their heads and not underneath their heads. Well, sorry, jumped the gun. The keneged roshayim, right? It makes sense that it's actually next to their heads instead of under their heads. The yisalgadet dechtachas roshayim, because if you would have put it under your heads, so you have a small, you have a bigger problem, right? Typically, mishim kilayim, right? The Big Day Kahuna were kilayim, right? The belt, right? The avnei was kilayim, according to some opinions, as we'll quote in a second. The Ika Avnit, right? The belt was the Shanes. V'nahinami denitnu lehonos b'hen. Right? Apparently we see, what's it called, that you are allowed to benefit from them. Meaning, regardless, meaning even if you were allowed to benefit from them, hamid hani bikilayim. But the problem is, right, that belt is kilayim, right, so how could you put it underneath your head, right? Regardless of the question of whether you're allowed to benefit from the big day kahuna, you have kilayim and you're deriving benefit. That's also that's the gemara that says, well, hani chalam adamar avnei dal shokan gadol ze avnei dal shokan hedyo. Right. So this meaning this is not a question according to one who says that the kohen gadol's belt that is worn on Yom Kippur is the same as a regular kohen's belt, because according to that opinion, right, that again the regular kohen's belt that's only made from linen, so that's fine. But this question is only shayach l'man d'amar. Meaning this point, this proof l'man d'amar of neto shokan gadol loze of neto shokan gadol, that the belt of the kohen gadol Yom Kippur is not the same as normal kohen, i.e. the normal kohen's belt was shatnez and the belt of the kohen gadol Yom Kippur was not. So Michael Amamer, meaning what do you do? Meaning that this whole question of how could you put the clothing underneath your head, right, if it was shatnez, obviously only is a question if you hold the belt with shatnez. Right? There's a machlokas whether the kohen's normal belt was shatnez or not. So if you hold the kohen's belt with shatnez, there's no way the Mishnah would say you could put it underneath your head, because then you're sleeping on kilayim. Ah, v'chitema, and if you'll tell me kilayim b'levisha v'ha'allahu da'asr, batza ashari, if you'll tell me, wait a minute, I thought kilayim is only usher to wear. Right, not to put your head on, not to sleep on, right? It's v'atanya, but still, you're right. In a chenami, that's true midaraisa, but midarabanan, it's aser because v'atanya with under raisa lo yala le alecha. Right, kilayim, you can't be worn. Woolim linen, you can't wear it on you. Aval atam motir latzio tachtecha, but you're allowed to put it underneath your head. Aval amru chachamim aser lasos kain. But the chachamim said it's aser midarabanan. Why? Shematichur echunima achaz al besaro, because maybe you'll roll over and the kilayim will end up covering a part of your skin. Right, it's not crazy to think that you could roll over and begadim, their pillow, the stuff underneath your head, it could get rearranged and maybe it'll cover your neck or your arm or whatever. So chachamim, what goes there, that it's aser. So it can't be, right? Again, according to the one who says that the belt was shatnez, it can't be that you're allowed to put it under your head. It must be that you're putting it next to your head. And if you tell me, maybe you'll put a pillow on top of the kilayim, and then the kilayim is not used directly as a pillow. So if I'm a Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I'm a Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, I'm a Rebbe, and Mishum Kala Kedisha Shabbi Yerushalayim, right? Those Rebbeim said in the name of the great holy man in Yerushalayim. That's usually okay, fine, right? So afilu eser mitzio zu al gabzu v'kilam tachteim asr lishem b'hem. Right, alacha princess of the pea. Right, you're not allowed to, even if the last mattress, even if the tenth mattress is kilayim. So if you sleep on the top mattress, so you're benefiting from the kilayim. That's still asr. So it doesn't even help to put a pillow on top of the belt that is shatnez. Rather, it must be that yeah, in a chenami, that the text of the language was that the begadim would be next to him and not underneath him. Okay, Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no, Lolan Takas Rosham. Actually, no, it was really, that Bryce does really say that it's underneath his head. Evalaka mitani mikilayim big de guna kashinhein. And it's not a benefit of kilayim. Why? Because the big de guna were hard, right? They were tough, they were stiff. Right, and they're made from, as we're going to learn, not tomorrow, a couple of days, one of these dapim in this parag, we're going to learn that they were made out of a lot of strands, a lot of strings. The threads were very thick. So basically, we're going to see that they're right. So it wasn't comfortable. It wasn't benefit. You didn't benefit at all. And this is what Ravuna said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that the hard cloth of Neresh is motor. That's not considered to be, right? It's not considered to be clothing. It wasn't considered to be kilayim. I mean, that apparently you see again that hard shatnez, right, is not a problem, right? And that's a pshat. Okay, so Tashmash, again, we're still dealing with our question of whether Bigdei Kahuna nithnu lehanas b'hen. So finally, let's prove it from here. The Brisa says Bigdei Kahuna hayotzi b'hen lamedina aser u'bamikdash b'hen b'shas avodah b'hen shelo b'shas avodah motor. If you have Bigdei Kahuna that goes into the medina, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so then it's Asr. So then, right, and again, not really Asr because you're benefiting from them. If you look at Rashi, right, he says, the Medina Asr, Shinoi Behem Derechol, right, because you're not treating them in a proper manner. Again, Dindera Bonim, right, it's seemingly that it's not covered for the Big Day Kahuna. But if you're wearing it inside the Beis HaMikdash, right, Uva Mikdash, right, we said it's Mutter. Right, regardless of whether, right, what we said, yeah, B'Mikdash, B'Mishasavo, the Ben Shalom, B'Mishasavo, the Mutter. Right, you can wear it around the Beis HaMikdash regardless, right? Because then already you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's appropriate. You're allowed to do it even in the Shalom B'Shas Avoda because the Big Day Kahuna were allowed to be benefited from. Right? And therefore, so then Shema Minos, therefore we see that that is true, that is actually the halacha. Okay, great. So now we came to that conclusion. That's the implication. It's not the implication from our Mishnah, but that was we came to the conclusion that they are motor to be benefited from. So the Gemara says, one second, but the Uva Medina lo, really, the Kohanim are not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Vatanya didn't learn in their Braisa. That is fascinating. Be'esrim v'chamisha v'teves, on the 25th of Teves, right? We're familiar with the Asara b'Teves as the only holiday in Teves, but it says on the 25th of Teves, Yom Har Grizim Hu. It was the day of Har Grizim. That was a holiday. That was a holiday back in the day. The Lola Mispid, right? It was a day. You're not allowed to give a eulogy, right? We know there are certain days throughout the year, right? We don't say Tachron. That's how we know them, right? We have Tu Bishvat and Tu Ba'av, right? So you're not allowed to give, but you're also not allowed to fast. You're also not allowed to give a Hespid. So this is apparently was one of them, the 25th of Tevis. That they wouldn't, again, it's a shame, we should, next year, maybe we'll remember this Gemara, but they weren't give a Hespid, and they wouldn't, and it was a semi-holiday. Why? And now the whole story, as we're going to see in a second, the story with Alexander and Shimon Kargadol, as we'll see in a second, Shimon Tzadik, that he did wear the Big Day Kahuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's going to be our question, so keep that in mind. But here the whole story kind of deviates from the question. But the question is, right, how in the world, right, I thought it's usher to wear the Big Day Kahuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara tells the following story. Yom Shepeshu Kutim es Beis Elokeinu me Alexandros Mokton Lachrivo. That was the day the Kutim had built their own Beis HaMikdash on Har Grizim. And if you look at Rashi, Mokon Moshvan Shel Kutim, right, that's where they're living, that's where they built their own kind of person Beis HaMikdash, and they wanted Alexander the Great to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So what happened? So Nasulhem Venasulhem, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it back to them, meaning that the Kadosh Baruch Hu kind of give it back to them. So Bovo Odio is Shimon HaTzadik. So meaning what happened? Meaning the Kutim asked Alexander the Great to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Venasulhem, and he said, "Great, go for it, no problem." And he said, "That's the plan." Bovo Odio is Shimon HaTzadik. They told Shimon HaTzadik, right? He was the Kohen Gadol of the Gzeira. So also, what did he do? Lavash Big Day Kahuna, and this is the proof we're bringing. Right, he wore the Big Day Kahuna, and he sat the Big Day Kahuna, and he wrapped himself in the Big Day Kahuna. Umiakri Yisrael Imo, he took the great men of Yerushalayim. Vavukos Shalor Beidehem, and he took all of them had torches. V'chol Alayla Halalu Holuchim Mitzadze, V'Halalu Holuchim Mitzadze, and you can imagine, right? Picture Alexander's camp in the middle, and from one side, Shimon HaTzadik and all the great people of Yerushalayim are coming at him with torches, and from the other side, the Kutian delegation is coming as well. Zeh she'ala amud ha-shachar, she'ala amud ha-shachar, until the morning. Kim she'ala amud ha-shachar, when the sun came up, amar lahem, mi halalu. So apparently, Alexander said to the Kutim, who are these people coming towards me? Apparently, the Kutim got there first. So the Kutim said, Yehudim she'mardu b'cha. These are the Jews that rebelled against you. And again, trying to draw, get him to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Kemen Shagiel Antipatris, when they got to the place of Antipatris, right, I guess that was either where his camp was or where he was setting up. Zorach HaChama, the sun came up. Upagu Zebazet, and then everybody met each other. Right, all the groups, right, kind of came together. Kemen Shiral Shimon HaTzadik, and as soon as Alexander the Great saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yored Bimerkavto Vishtachav Alafanov, unbelievable. He got down and he bowed down in front of him. So his Greeks said to him, Amru lo melech gadol kamoscha yishtachav al yudi zeh. Right, this Jew, right? You can see the malice in their language, right? You can read it between the lines. You, great king Alexander the Great, you're going to bow down to this Jew? So Amar Lehem said to them, no, demus diukno shalzen, it's minatzachas lefonai lebeis melchamti. I see the picture of this Jew, this image, goes out in front of me, right, and all of my wars and all of my battles. And Marsha explains that there was some sort of angel that looked at Shimon HaTzadik, right, to show that that was right. Apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing Alexander, right, that this is a person in his chus that he's being successful. So Amar Lehem lama bata. So he said to the Jews, right, he said to Shimon HaTzadik, why did you come? So Amru, so they said, Efshar Beis Shem Ispanu Lembo Alecha Val Nachuscha Shalot Echarif. So meaning Is it possible that in this house, in the Beis HaMikdash, where we daven for you and for your kingship, right, that's a pasuk, right? That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? That you should daven for the Medina. It's not crazy that we say nowadays, Mishaberech for the Medina every Shabbos, right? It's not a crazy thing. And Chutz La'aretz at least. Eretz Yisrael is a whole different hawk, but in Chutz La'aretz for sure, there's the minhag to daven for the Medina. Right, so that we daven for you in this Beis HaMikdash, are you going to destroy it? Yitaucha ovde kochavim lachrivo, right? Ovde kochavim have made you yitaucha, made you make a mistake, right? They're making you destroy this great Beis HaMikdash. Shamar lahem yalalu, so Alexander said, who are the people who are trying to get me to destroy this place, this temple, this Beis HaMikdash, where are you daven for me? Shamar lo kutiyam alalu, said, those guys over there, right? Shomdim levanacha, those dudes over there. It's like kind of reminiscent of the Purim story, right? Ahasuerus asked Esther, who's trying to kill you? And she just kind of moved her finger over and said, that guy sitting next to us, Haman. Okay, anyway, so Alexander said, okay, great, you know what, you guys take care of it, you can do whatever you want to these kutim. So miyad nakvum back vehem, so they stepped on them with their shoes, with the ikev, right, with their heel. Utalam biznave susayim, right, apparently they tied them to the tails of their horses. Fayim megarosan alakotzim velaberkanim, right, they dragged them over these thorns, rocks, painful rocks, until they got to Haragrizim, and Kemeshayagiu Haragrizim, when they got back to Haragrizim, Kharsheu Vizarehu, where they plowed it and they planted it, Zareh Karshinim, they planted it with Karshinim, Kederach Shabikshu Lasos Labez Lokenu, that's exactly what, apparently that was exactly the plan of what they wanted to do to the Beis HaMikdash. Vosana Yom Aso Yomtiv, right, and that day they made the 25th of Tevis was Yom Haragrizim. Fascinating. Okay, but either way, so Shimon HaTzadik went out. The Brisa tells the whole story. Shimon HaTzadik went out dressed in the big kahuna. So that seems to imply that you are allowed to wear it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara gives two answers. Ibai's Ema really in the big kahuna. Either it wasn't the actual big kahuna, but they could have been the big kahuna. Meaning they could have been used. They just happened not to have been the big kahuna. Meaning they either they were new or they were they had the same qualifications. Or Ibai's Ema Islasus Lashem Eferim Torah Zecha. Or the pasuk, like the pasuk says, is an Islasus Lashem. It was a special time. Right. It was an emergency. Right. So Shimon HaTzadik went out in his full splendor to kind of convince Alexander the Great not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Great. Now, Chazan. Knesset notes Sefer Torah, where he said that if you remember, the Sefer Torah was passed from one thing to the next, right, from the Chazan, then it was passed to the Sgan, then it got to the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Shmamina Acholkin Kavod the Talmud b'makom Rav. Apparently, you see, you're allowed to give Kavod to the Talmud, right, when the Rav is there, because you see, you're honoring these people right in front of the Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi, Kulu Mishum Kavodos of Kohen Gadol here. Rabbi said, no, I don't like that so much. Really, it's all for Kavod of the Kohen Gadol, because again, you show how honored the Kohen Gadol is. But we're not going to let this person read from the Torah, not this person, not this person, only the Kohen Gadol. Right? We're going to pass the Torah until it gets to the highest, right, to the greatest person there. Well, it's not to give cover for these guys, it's to give cover to the Kohen Gadol that he's the most special person in the room. Okay. The Kohen Gadol Omed, apparently he stands and takes the Torah, Mechal Tshehu Yoshev. Well, that implies that he gets up when the Torah comes, right? Omed, he stands, right? Apparently that implies that he was sitting, right? Vanantan, problem is, we did earlier in the Masechta, if you remember, right? Ein Yeshiva Bazara, El Malchai Beis David Bilvad, right? The only people who were allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash, right, were Malchus Beis David. So Shem Namer's Pasuk says, Vayavo David HaMelech Vayeshev Lefnei Hashem. So what do we do with that? Right, apparently, right, again, you see that Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to sit in the Azara. So the Gemara says, Kedama Rav Chisda be'Ezras Nashim. No, it must have been in the Ezras Nashim. Like Rav Chisda said, this was done in the Ezras Nashim. Shahach Anami, so too, over here, be'Ezras Nashim. Meaning Rav Chisda said elsewhere that in that context, we had a similar Shaila, and Rav Chisda said, oh, that was done in the Ezras Nashim. So too, over here, this was done in the Ezras Nashim. Again, the Ezras Nashim is not the women's section of your nearby shul. It's part of the Beis HaMikdash that was outside and had the status of Har Habayis, it was part of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was not did not have the status of the Azara. Right? It had the status of Har Habayis, and therefore right, people were allowed to sit there. Where did Rav Chisda say, oh, that was done, meaning not our case, but that was done in the Ezras Nashim? Uh-huh. On this, Meseve, is there a girsa here? Right, we take out the Meseve. Okay, either way, the Tanya Lakulan, the Brisa, Hechan Korin Bo Be'azara. Where would they read this in the Azara? What is this? So, Pashas says we're talking about Hakel, or either Hakel, and I can't be talking about the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, because that's our topic. But Pashas says we're talking about Hakel. Either way. So meaning we would do it in the Azara, right? They would do it in the Azara. As like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer Barabai. He was Rabbi Elazar. Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Baharabayis. Shenamar's Bazik says Vayikra Bo Lefnei Harachov Asher Lefnei Sharabayim. Right, it would read it in the street before the gate of the water. Famer of Chizda Be'ezra's Nashim, and he explains that that was in the Ezra's Nashim. Okay, so that's what Rav Chizda says over there that they did that in the Ezra's Nashim. So Pasha says over here, right, it must also be the Ezra's Nashim. Vayivarech Ezra Hashem Elokim Agadol. Now the pasuk continues again. We just quoted a pasuk in Nehemiah, so we're continuing kind of to quote these pasukim in Nehemiah. My Gadol, what does it mean? That Ezra gave was Mivarev. Yivarech Hashem is Hashem Elokim Hagadol, the Great Hashem Elokim. What is that? My Gadol Amar of Yosef Amarav Shegadlu B'Shem Hamafurish. That Ezra actually said the Shem Hashem in this pasuk, in the bracha that he said. Rav Gidol Amar of Gidol said Baruch Hashem Elokim Yisrael Min Olam Ve'Ad Olam. That's what he said. I mean, he didn't say Shem Hashem, but he used that phrase. Amale Abaye the Rav Dimi. Abaye said the Rav Dimi. V'Dilma Shegidlu B'Shem Hamafurish. Why doesn't it mean he said the Shem Hashem? So Amalei ain't omrim Shem Mefarish begvulim of begvulim. He said because he can't say the Shem Hashem, the actual Shem Hashem. You gave okay, right? In outside the Beis Hamikdash, right? Again, Ezra was in the Har Habayis, right? He was in either in Ezra's Nashim or whatever, as we just explained in Ezra's Nashim. So he couldn't have said the Shem Hashem. That only has to be said inside the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, "Velo, really? You're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem in the Azara." The pasuk says, "Vaksiv Vayamod Ezra Sofar Al Migdal Eitz Asher Asu Ledaber." The Amar Rav Gidol Shagodlo B'Shem Avarash. Right, apparently, again, that pasuk says that Ezra stood on the thing that they had built for him, and he did say Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, okay, fine." Horaz Shah. Horaz Shah Haisa. That was just a stam. At that point in time, again, the people, as we'll see in 1 second, we're going to quote this whole story that they got together to daven so that Hashem should take away the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. So apparently that was like a special tefillah that Ezra gathered everybody there for, so therefore he said Shem Hashem for that purpose. As the Gemara explains right now, right? Vayezakul Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol. Maya Amor, what do they say? Amar Rav v'yitema Rabbi Yochanan boye boye. They said oyve haynu hayda achrevi lemikdasha. Right, it was this. Right, meaning talking about the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the Kalei Lehechale, and also it destroyed the Heichal, the Katlinu Lekulu Tzadike, it got all these Tzadikim killed, the Glilu Yisrael Be'amehareyin, and it got the Jews exiled, V'adayin Merakid Beinon Kula, and it still dances amongst us. Yehav Seilon, let's get rid of it. Please get rid of it from, take it from us. Right, why? Klum Yehav Seilon El Lekabule Be'igra. Sorry, meaning didn't you give it to us just to get schar? Lo ihu ba'inan v'lo igra ba'inan. We're not interested in the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah, and we're not interested in the schar for overcoming this Yitzhara. So Nafalu Pisco Me'amirikia Dehavaksiv Ba Emes. And a little note fell from Shemayim, and written on it was truth, was Emes. That Akash Baruch Hu agreed, and he took away the Avodah Zarah for the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. So Rav Chanina Shmamina Chos Moshe Akash Baruch Hu Emes. And you see that this is the seal of Akash Baruch Hu, right? It's just like the king stamps some sort of decree and says this should be so. That was Emes is the seal of Akash Baruch Hu. Osivu B'Tanisa Tzlasa Yomin. They fasted for 3 days, 3 nights. Masru Nihale, and they gave it over to him, meaning the Avodah Zarah, right? This Yitzhara was given to them. Nafak Asa ki Guria Denuria Mebeis Kodesh Kadashim, and it came out. It looked like a fiery lion from the Kodesh Kadashim. So Amar Lehu Navi Yisrael Hainu Yitzer Davar Kochavim, and a Navi said, "This is the Yitzer. This is the Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. This is Zachariah said to them. This is it, right?" Shneimar the pasuk says, "Vayomer Zos Harisha Bahadei Zos Vayomer Zos Harisha." Or Zos Harisha, probably. Right? So they grabbed it. And Ishtamit Benisa Mamazaya, and they got a hair slipped off of it, meaning I guess a hair came off of it, Uramakala, and it roared. V'azal Kale Arba Mayo Parsi, and the sound was went out for 100 parsa. And Amr, they said, Hey Chinavid, what do we do now that we have this Avodah Zarah? Right? Now that we have this Yitzhar Hara for Avodah Zarah, Tamachas Hashem Rachmei Alem and Shemayim, maybe Akash Baruch Hu will have mercy on it. So the Navi said, Zechariah said, Shadu Bedudov the Avra, V'chafua Pumi Ba'Avra. Throw it into a lead pot and cover it with lead, the Avra Mishav Shayev Kala, because then you can't hear the noise from inside it. Shemar Zbazk says, Vayemar Zos Harisha, Harisha, Vayashlech Osa El Toh Haifa, Vayashlech Es Eden El Choros Bath Pia, right? Again, they threw it into, they put lead into its mouth and they covered it. Okay, so Amrul, they said, Ho Vayis Ratzonu, right, now that we're getting things done here, right, we're getting a Kash Baruch who's listening to our tefillos, so Nibay Rachmei Yitzu De Avera. So why don't we ask for mercy to remove the Yetzer Hara for Avera, for immorality, for Arayos. So they said, Bar Rachmis, they davened v'imser b'yadeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave them that. They said there was no more Avodah Zarah for, no more Yetzer Hara for Arayos, for illicit relations. So they said to them, right, meaning the Yetzer Hara said to them, Chazu Dikat, see, look, just by the way, you know, he's just kind of pleading for his life here, right? Dikat Lisu Leilahu, if you kill that guy, meaning me, meaning the Yetzer Hara said, if you kill this Yetzer Hara for Arayos, for relationships, so Kalya Alma, so the world is going to be desolate, meaning the world is going to be destroyed, meaning if there's no Yetzer Hara to procreate, so there'll be no children, there'll be no kids. So chavshu t'lasa yomei. So they put it in jail for 3 days. Ubo biyasa bas yoma b'chol eretz Yisrael. They could not velo eshachach, and they couldn't find any fresh eggs. Meaning, no chickens had laid eggs. No chickens had reproduced. There were no eggs in the entire Eretz Yisrael for 3 days. So I mean, they said hey chinavid. So what do we do? Right, nikatle. If we kill the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, so kalya alma. So no one's going to reproduce. No one's going to have a taiva. Right, to have kids. So Nibai Rachmei Apalga, if we ask for half of it, so Apalga Berakia Loyave, Kosh Baruch is not going to give us half. Right, that's not a thing. So the Gemara says, meaning, what was the half I got, Rashi says? Where is that over there? Where is it? Sorry, right. She, if you look at Rashi, it's like across from the end of the skinny lines. She a sholit ba'adam lizakik liishto v'lo lacheres. Maybe we'll give the Yetzer Hara for a person just to have a taiva for his wife. That would be the half. Interesting. And the person wouldn't have any eyes for anything else. So Paga Barakia lo yahave, my Kosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to give that. So kachlinu le'enei v'shavku. So therefore, the way the phrase says is they blinded its eyes. Okay. Fine, and then they let it go. And that's why we don't have any more avodas. We don't have any more Yetzer Hara for a krovim, for a krivase, for relatives. Right? Again, a person does not have a taiva for relatives, but unfortunately, as we know, we still unfortunately have a taiva for other things. But at least they were able to control the taiva for relatives. Okay, fine. But Marava Masnu Hachim in the Marava in the West, right, in Eretz Yisrael, so they taught like this. Rav Gidol Amar Gadol Shegidol B'Shem HaMeforash. Right, the Gadol, meaning that he said, that Ezra said, the Shem Hashem, right, Rav Masna Amar Hakel HaGadol Gibor Manora, he said that, no, they just said that what we say every day in Davening, right, they just said that phrase, that Hashem is the great, the strong, right, the awesome, the powerful, etc. Vader of Masna Matai L'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and this is what Rabbi Masna, right, it helps us with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's sheet, the Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shman Anshei Knesset HaGadola, right, ever wonder that, right, why are they called the Anshei Knesset HaGadola? Shech Ziru Atara L'Yoshna, because they returned the crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to its old state. Right, so how does that work? What does that mean? Asa Moshe, what did Moshe say? And that's what we say, right? Akel HaGadol HaGibar Vanora. Asa Yirmiya then can say, V'amar, he said, Nachrim, and Mekarkin Be'echalo, Ayin Or Asav. Right, you have, again, Yirmiya lived during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash by Shrishon. So he said, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness? Where is his power? Where is his Nora? Right, where is the fear of heaven, right? The Goyim are destroying Beis HaMikdash. So lo amar Nora. Therefore, he didn't mention Nora, right? He said just Akel Gadol Gibor. Also, Daniel amar Nachrim Shtabdim Bebanav. Daniel said, right, the Goyim are enslaving his children. So Ayik Verusav, where is his strength? So lo amar Gibor. So he didn't say Gibor. He just said Akela Gadol. So Asu Inu Vamru. So the people on Shekinas Gadola said Adarabba. No, this is Zuhi Gvuras Gvuraso. This is the ultimate strength. Hashikova says Yitzro. Shinosin Erchapayim LeRishayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, is quote unquote overcoming his Yetzer Hara, right, and giving Erchapayim to the Rishayim. But even though, right, they're gay and letting them live, for even though there's so much evil that they're doing. Elohim Norusav, and this is his Nora, his awesome power, his awesome fear, right, his awesomeness. Shel Mali Maroso, Shel Moro, Shel Kosh Poruchu, Ahech Uma Achas, Yechol Itzkayim Ben Umos. Right, if it was not for the greatness of Kosh Poruchu, how in the world would the Jews be able to live, right, in Gullus, right, throughout all the nations? So therefore, right, so that was, they reintroduced, right, Hagadol v'Gibor v'Anora. For Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, but this is Yirmiyo and Daniel who took those away. Hechi Avichachi, right? How can they do that? Right, v'Ikri Dakanta the Tekken Moshe. Are you taking Moshe said, "Akel Hagadol v'Gibor v'Anora"? Right, how can you go against that? Right, we don't uproot anything that Moshe instituted. So Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, fascinating, mitok she yodin she kosh baruch hu she amiti hu, right, lefichach lo kizru bo, because they knew that a kosh baruch hu is true, right, his emes, right, his seal, as we mentioned before, right, his chosim shal kosh baruch hu emes, his seal is emes, so therefore, lo kizru bo, they couldn't bring themselves to say it, right, that they saw that it was lacking in gvura, they saw that it was lacking in nora, so they couldn't bring themselves to say it, because taka, right, that was, they wouldn't attribute something that they didn't think, right, it was happening right now with the Kosh Baruch Hu, because again, the Jews were being led to Golas, etc., etc. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll stop at the two dots over here. And we'll go right to the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.